I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. A Russian newspaper published a story back in April about one of the many crimes of Joseph Stalin. While the details were new, the dark impression the story gave of the late Russian dictator was not. Still, at least one Russian citizen took offense. He is Stalin's grandson, and he's suing the paper. Jessica Gallagher reports that the case provides an example of the rough environment that Russian journalists operate in.
The article in Novaya Gazeta was based on declassified Kremlin documents. It stated that Joseph Stalin had personally ordered the killing of Soviet citizens. Stalin's grandson, Yevgeny Zhugashvili, disputes that. His lawsuit seeks nearly $300,000 in damages from the newspaper. Zhugashvili's lawyer claims that the article smeared Stalin's reputation as an outstanding leader. Alison Gill with Human Rights Watch in Moscow has a different perspective.
To me, it smacks of harassment. It smacks of harassing a newspaper for doing its job.
Gill says it's unfair that journalists have to contend with such a lawsuit in a country that calls itself a democracy.
The claim of the complainant here is going to be very difficult to prove, and it's going to cost Novaya Gazeta time and money to defend itself when, in fact, we have a pretty well-established historical record here that establishes what Stalin did as a leader.
Millions of people died during Stalin's purges and campaign of terror, but that's a part of the historical record some Russians prefer not to dwell on. In a poll conducted last year, Russians voted Stalin one of their favorite historical figures. That means reporters digging up Stalin's record can expect to hear from critics. But Alison Gill says the pressure goes well beyond criticism.
It's dangerous for reporters to work in Russia. There have been many murders and attacks, physical attacks and threats against journalists just for doing their jobs. So they face harassment at almost every level.
The New York-based Committee to Protect Journalists ranks Russia as the third most dangerous country for reporters to work in, behind only Iraq and Algeria. Four journalists who reported for Novaya Gazeta have been murdered in the last 8 years. The newspaper claims that they were targeted for their investigative reporting.
The local, the homegrown Russian journalists who are really on the inside, that know the score, that know who's who, that knows what's what, and that are really, practicing, doing their business and practicing their profession, running some real measurable risks.
Christopher Boyan is bureau chief for the news agency AFP in Moscow. He says he's not bothered that Stalin's grandson is suing Novaya Gazeta because he feels that everyone has the right to file a lawsuit. The problem, in his view, is that Russian courts tend not to protect the press.
There is a problem with the judiciary, and there is a problem with the notion of being able to take cases to the courts, cases where, journalists are threatened or where publications are suppressed or information distorted. There is something of a culture of impunity here.
The lawsuit brought by Stalin's grandson was given a preliminary hearing last week. No word yet on when it will go before a judge. For The World, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.